old happy grin and smile on my face. That's 'cause I'm happy. I got the Lord on my side. Oh, I'm smiling. I got the Lord on my side. Yeah, I'm smiling. I got the Lord on my side. When you see this big old happy grin and smile on my face, you know I'm smiling. I got the Lord on my side. Stomp if you're happy. Clap if you're happy. Sing if you're happy. You got the Lord on my side. Stomp if you're happy. Clap if you're happy. Sing if you're happy. Got the Lord on my side.
Welcome to Kicking It Java Style with Cassie Audio Podcast. You just heard I Got the Lord on My Side by Reba McEntire. So, I believe that I better stop that before it starts over, because we've had that problem a couple of times. I got it stopped, so we're good this week's recording. You know, I tell you what, sometimes we forget that we have the Lord on our side. You know, we get all caught up in things, and we get a little in the dark places and confused and weary. And I found myself there, and it was really overwhelming me. You know, I was having some great time in the Word, some great revelations on what God's love is. But in the process of still grieving and going through some situations, I grabbed a hold of one Bible verse, and I was trying to make a foundation out of it by itself. And I was getting very confused and very burnt out on trying to make things work, trying to fit this one verse, or I guess maybe I was trying to fit my entire life into this one Bible verse. And that can be like those kids' games that you have when your kids are little, where you put the round piece into the round hole and the, you know, the star piece into the star piece and the square into the square, and then you've got your triangle. And you've ever tried to put a square peg in a triangle, it doesn't work, or vice versa. And I was not sure what was going on. I was starting to grow weary. I was getting burnt out. My physical body was paying for it. I was chronically in pain, inflammation in my body, stressed out, stomach hurting, and working really hard to make my life work this direction. And you know, sometimes we do that. We can get so excited about something to try to fix a situation we're going through, because maybe we're not wanting to go completely through it, so we want a quick fix, and we grab a hold of something, and maybe, just maybe, sometimes it's not exactly what God wanted you to grab a hold of. Well, that's where I'd found myself. And all along, the Lord's been speaking little things to me, but I was having a hard time hearing him. And so in the last 24 hours, I've been able to get a clearer picture of it. You know, it talks about in the Bible that he'll bring us into a clear light. And, you know, he'll show us, and we don't have to just get so in fearful, you know, that, you know, fear that we're not going to know what God is trying to tell us. And I don't know, I really love the Message version of the Bible. And I found this verse this week, and it says in Matthew 11:28-30, "Are you tired, worn out, burnt out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly." I tell you what, I was living pretty heavily. And that's when I started questioning and realizing this is not God. I mean, yes, God calls us to things that aren't comfortable, but he does not put something so heavy on us that it's beginning to crush us and take us down. So I had to take a step back and say, okay, God, I might have missed the whole picture here. Might have just taken this verse and ran with it and didn't realize what you said before or after. From Genesis to Revelations, there's other things in there, you know, that you're trying to speak to me. And Psalms 37:5-6, he says, "Open up before God, keep nothing back. He'll do whatever needs to be done. He'll validate your life in the clear light of day and stamp you with approval at high noon." You know, as I was talking all these things out with someone who's been helping me in my life for a while, and they do Christian counseling and everything, and they've let me walk this process out without really telling me too much, just kind of being here to guide me and let me talk it out. And this morning as I was talking it out, it was like the light and the revelation came forth of what I was doing in this situation. And it was so freeing to come into this place of, wow, okay, God, I was hearing you at this point in my life where that peace was at. I was hearing you then. God always wants you to have that peace that you know, that you know, that you know that it's God. So I was like, okay, I need to go back to that place where I had peace and be right there with God at this time. You know, I really want to encourage each one of you to get into the Word of God and read it and study it from front to cover. If you're, you know, going through some hard times, don't just, you know, go with what somebody else told you. Don't just grab one little verse and try to make a religion out of it. But let God give you true love, true fellowship with Christ. Develop that, and then, you know, you'll also come into the light. You'll realize that this heavy, heavy thing you're trying to carry, trying to make something happen on your own, first of all, it may not even be God at all. And second, if it is God and you're trying to do it, it's not going to work that way. It's going to be like putting that, you know, square peg into that triangle. You've got to let it go and let God shape it and form it and make it into whatever he has designed this situation or the purpose in your life for. I hope you all have had a wonderful, blessed week. I hope you to have a great next week, and I'll be back with another podcast program for y'all. God bless y'all.